From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Collins Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
So I'm preaching about unity at all levels. Part two. Yes. So in London, we must talk the same things that I'm talking about. In Wismar, in Amelia's ward. Where's Ned? He's not here. I saw some Londoners. Abba is not here. He's telling me stories. All those things are Kokwanansi stories. Yeah, it's cool. You know Kokwanansi? Yeah. If you look at me, I was telling some of my people today, if you can't operate like me, you are not there yet. Things don't come my way. Things don't prevent me from doing what I want to do for God. I am not like that. If you know me. Bring the thing, let's see. You bring it, let's see. That the thing will come and I will say that because of this, I can't do what I want to do for God. Oh, there's nothing like that for me. Unless I'm dead. So help me God that it will be like that also all the time. But there are many of you, something small. Ah! So you wonder, and the unity is dependent on what you see your leader do. It is that level, it is at that level where you unite. Jack, is it clear? Because what is the benchmark? When we say benchmark, it's like, what are you looking at? What is the height? What is the level we're looking at? What is the threshold? What is the minimum wage? The threshold we are looking at is somebody who does not give in to anything that will prevent him from serving his God. Are you with me? And that's why I wanted to meet media before this meeting. So that some of these things, I could have it. So that I hope media is watching. I could have some of these things watching, you know, sorted out. When don't get up when the pastor is preaching. You know, there are certain things that Guyanese need to know. You don't do that in other... If Ghana, I wouldn't have to write anything. Don't stand doing the preaching. Because Ghana, we have respect for when it comes to the presence of God. But here, you have to spell things to Guyanese. Because Guyanese look like when they come to church, there's something wrong with the head here. So you have to help me type all those. Let it scroll while I'm preaching. No talking, no chewing gum, no standing up, no answering of us. If you have to put a storybook on this page, you have to do it for me. Because you disturb my preaching when I have to be distracted by people. Yeah, no, you have to let it scroll, please. It's very important to me. Because we relax a little bit, and then you see that people come around and they want to just flow and just move around and walk and all of that. We don't do that here. And when you go, then they say, when you go to the church, there's some big man at the gate. But you can't just misbehave. You can't do those things around here. Yeah, no, you have to have all that. That's what I'm talking about. If this is what I don't like, it means that you should also not like that. So when you are bringing somebody to church, you have to beg them and say, you know what, as we go to the place, please, I beg you. If you go and visit anybody in another country, they will tell you, say, Chale, this place, you don't come in late. You have to make sure that you don't use the train. They tell you one or two things that if you do, you'll be in trouble. And so say, Charlie, this church I'm taking is a very wonderful church. Oh, when the pastor is preaching, we don't get up, we don't walk around. It's not respectful. That's what I'm talking about. There's a benchmark. Are you there, Chantel? You know, there's a benchmark. So, what does the man who is in charge of the place? What are his values? Like me mother ain't like this. Oh, me father ain't like them things. Oh, if you are bringing a friend home, say me mother ain't like this. Me mother ain't like you cocking up your foot punchy chair. Take your foot off me on the chair. Me when I like them cocking up foot or cocking up foot. Cocking up or cocking up? cacking up. Don't cack up your football. Me mother chair. The chair that she don't pay from courts. You cacking up your foot on the chair. Are you there? That is the point at which we will be united. It's not your standard. It is the standard of the spirit of the person in the house. That is the only standard the devil is afraid of. So we have to be united according to the spirit of the servant of God in the place. Jesus said, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. So when you look at the kingdom, Douglas, a kingdom is ruled by a king. So the division comes when what the king wants is not being done. Some group or some people want to do it another way. That's what it means by a kingdom divided against itself. It is only going to be something coming from the king or from the top that some people are not doing it or doing it in a different way that brings division. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. A city or a house divided against itself is divided against a certain principle or a certain belief or a certain tradition in the house. There must be something that makes people united or makes people divided. There must be a benchmark. Are we united on this or we are divided on this? So we say, okay, you know what? Some of the common things we talk about is that anybody who disrespects me and leaves this church, no, you can't talk to them. But not everybody does that. Some people rather will say that, oh, he was talking about you Sunday night when he was preaching. So at that point, you realize that the policy is not being practiced by everybody. So we are divided at that point. So you end up, there's a particular lady that I know. She always seems to know things about our church when she doesn't come to this church here. I have always wondered, how come? Who? I mean, that the person has some inside connection. It's like a KGB CIA kind of thing. How can you know the things that are in the church that we who are in the church don't even know about it? Then you realize that it's some people who have some kind of people. You see, if we are very divided, all those who come here with demons, they will not come back again. Because there are some people who don't talk to me. You shouldn't talk to them also. You should ask your neighbor, when was the last time you said hello to Bishop? Ask your neighbor. Well, that's how you say hello to Bishop. What did they say? Get their answer. It's not like I am sitting down waiting for your hello. I don't need your hello. But I'm just saying that at which point are you very united with the head of the house or the head of the city or the head of the kingdom? At which level? At which point? What is common to you and him in the church? What does Bishop like that you also like? What does Bishop doesn't like and you don't like? And most of the things I don't like, you like them. Yeah. And the people I don't like, you like them. Yeah. I remember one day a young man was in my office for a meeting. A very promising young guy. He came into my office. We were having a meeting. And I was warning him about a young lady. You see, this young girl, young boy thing started long. Long. Ever since. So I told him, very promising young man. I'm sure he would have been a pastor by now. So I told him, I said, this girl is a witch. Can you recognize a witch when you see one? Oh, next time when I see one, I'll let you know. There are some here, but I don't want to embarrass them. So, next time when you are close to me and they've turned their back, I'll show you that this one is a witch. Yeah. Yeah. So that you also know that this one is also a witch. Yeah. Let's look at Matthew chapter 26. I'll show you something there. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26, I think it's verse 10. So watch those who, when I say this, you don't do it. 6, let's start from verse 6. Matthew chapter 26, I'm closing just now. Unity at all levels. Charlene, are you listening to me? Are you there? Carla, are you there? Unity at all levels. You disappear in the afternoon. Well, we are here. We are present. Well, people were looking for you. Wanted. She vanished. That brings the house down. It brings the house down. I'm telling you, when you do your own thing, and then you say that you are part of us, you bring us down. You say you are part of the choir, but you don't come to church on a Sunday morning. You bring us down. That's the effect of your behavior. It's unless you are not connected to us. Once you are connected to us, it has a certain effect. It's very important. So Jesus went to Bethany. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. Can you believe it? This woman who's supposed to be a prostitute comes and pours something on Jesus' head. I mean, this Jesus, oh. I don't know where Peter was to supervise this pouring. Where was his knife? Where was his cutter? I mean, pour the ointment on his head as he sat eating at meat. Maybe Jesus was hungry, so his mind was on the food. So he didn't. He catch himself that the woman poured the thing on his head. Then verse 8. But when his disciples saw it. So you see, something is being done for the leader. And then there are some people who are saying that we don't agree with this thing here. We are not united in this thing that this woman is doing. They had indignation saying, to what purpose is this waste? You see, how do you call this thing waste? Why don't you wait for the busman to say something? Why do you think that you have an opinion when the busman has not said anything? And this is the behavior that allowed the devil to come in for the betrayer. This is the door. This disunity. This kind of finding why the leader, I don't agree with what is happening. I have my opinion. I have my way. I don't think the same way. I am Guyanese, born Guyanese. I born and grow here. You can ask this guy who came to me and said, Pastor, I born and grow in Guyana. When a gentleman came to me, his son was getting married. So we had a little business. Because my wife was trying to just, you know, manage her own time so that she's not connected and tied up anywhere. So we opened a little business where she was taken care of. So this guy in the church thought that, you know, as the pastor is doing business, we have money. Money's on the tree. So he came to me. I was in the shop one day and he came and he said, if I could lend him some money. And, you know, I've been taught not to lend church people money. Pastors don't lend money to church members. If I have, I'll bless you with it. Because when I lend you money, you see, and when we say this, don't say that I'm not a pastor, so I'll lend somebody money. You will find yourself in the trouble that you try it and see. If you have, give and don't look back for anything. Don't lend church people money. As I'm talking, I am sure so you have lent somebody money that who has not paid you back. who is not even talking to you? You have not done her anything because she owes you money. She's passing you straight. She's dodging you. Julian. Yeah. No, Bishop teaches us, don't lend church people money. So as I say, don't say that, oh, it's only bishop and it's only pastor. So no, 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 learn it. Rhonda, are you there? Sister Rhonda. Sister Rhonda, are you there? Are you here? Unity at all levels, oh. Some can be listening, some can be sleeping. How? That's not unity at all levels. It's not going to all levels. People are awake, excited, and receive the message. There's somebody who's saying, to what purpose is this waste of preaching? I'm sleeping. I came to sleep. That's a good example of unity at all levels. Eh? Yeah. It's gone. Yeah. Listen, are you there? Mr. Chocolate. Yeah. What was I saying? So I'm saying that. Don't say, oh, you, what Bishop is saying, clearly. Don't say, oh, me, I lend people money. You try it, you see. I'm saying that somebody must owe you in this church here that you and he in talking so good. That is the source of all problems. So, black people, we use our hearts and don't use our brains. So I feeling sorry for she. So I got me box hand money. I said, let me give she. She said Monday she gonna bring it back. You are the only one who has a heart. Keep on using your heart. Use your heart. Yeah, tomorrow never comes. So if you these days I don't get that, but those days when I used to be on the floor a lot and the people come to you, somebody comes, you think they have a problem for you to pray for them. Say, Pastor, you know, we wonder if you could lend us, we could lend we some. Me pay me rent if you could lend me some little 15,000. Then sometimes it takes you by surprise. You see the church member's face, you feel sorry for she, but you know that if you were to give her this money, she may even not come to church again. So sometimes I say, you know what, oh, don't worry. I'll find something else. Okay, you know what, don't worry. Just forget about it. I will give it to you and tell you, keep it. And not that I'm expecting you to bring it back. You will not bring it back. You will not. Yeah. Money? Money is jumbi. A contractor told me, Pastor, money is jumbi. So this big man came to me asking to borrow money. So trying to delay, you know. So I said, what do you need the money for? I was surprised. I thought maybe some police coming for he or something. And so he needed money to, you know, bribe or something. This man is bold enough for tell me that his son getting married and he ain't got no money for suit. Any wife needs some hat for the wedding. So he's looking for money to go and buy suit when he's not the one getting married. And she wife gets some little old dress. She gonna put it on like that, right? But she needs some hat for match with it. So if I could lend them some money. So I said, brother, you are not the one getting married. Why don't you wear some shirt and pants? Just buy some nice white shirt. Go to the Ghana store, $1,000 or something. Buy it and then just go for the wedding. He said, Pastor, you understand. I born and grow in Guyana. You understand? But if I don't understand, I also don't have any money for you. Because what I don't understand, I understand rather that I shouldn't give you money for something as stupid as that. But you see, people will come and say, you don't understand. Bishop, you don't understand what I'm saying. You, what you are saying, you're not Guyanese. You're from Ghana. So you, these things that you are talking about, you don't know. I don't know. Whether I know or I don't know, if we are divided, it doesn't make us strong. And those of you who come to Shepherd House, there's one fact you have to understand, right? That if God brought you here, then God is expecting that you'll be able to adapt to a very foreign mindset. If you call my mindset foreign. So once you come here and you still want to maintain your kindness, you are not being faithful to God. You are not fulfilling the reason why God brought you here. You cannot be here and your mindset remains the same. It's not everybody God has brought to Shepherd House. God knows what Shepherd House is. It's a church from outside. It's a mission church with something a little different from what we know. So those of you who have been afforded the opportunity to come here, God is expecting you to catch that new thing. If you refuse it and reject it, it will not be well with you. Jesus said it. He said, Tyre and Sidon. Isn't it? He said, if what was done among you was done in Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have repented. So it's like, you see, you, Tyre and Sidon, you got the opportunity to receive something that others could not receive. And yet you can't see the privilege that you have to receive this new thing, and you are rejecting it. To what purpose is this waste? This is what happens most of the time in the church. The people who are leaders, people who are behind leaders and all of that, they don't find certain instructions important. They don't find certain visions and certain goals important. That if something is said here, you don't mind going down to where your branch is and let them understand what is going on. As I was telling my pastors, my job is also to sell books. I'm a bookseller. It's part of my work. How else can my father's ministry be known in Guyana if I don't go and sell books? But I said, my pastors don't know that their work is also to sell books. Book selling is not for the bishop. I love selling books. And book selling takes me to places. If you don't sell books, you stay in Babies. You can't even cross the bridge to come to town. Eh? That's part of the job. Whatever you see me do is the same thing you're supposed to do. So don't despise what the leader is doing or what is being done for the leader. You should say, oh, is this what is happening? Oh, sure, I'll be part. I'll do it. The devil does not like that. That is why he fights unity. And all levels is very important because it's Akila. Is that Basma's wife? I don't remember last time I saw her in this church here. Hey, there's no unity at all levels, oh. Pastor's wives, they come to church, oh. Look at how she cutting she eye for me. Look, will you deal with her? No chicky chicky tonight. Look how she watching me. Do you know Pastor Calvin's wife? Many people don't know you, Akila. Yeah. Many people don't know you. They think that Pastor Calvin is not married. Yeah, you just see a ring. That's a ring is for show. Pastor's wife, we come to church, oh. Huh? Akila, is you attacking too? I don't know. You see, your daughter doesn't even know me. I'm sure if I come and say I'm going to come to me, she'll say, no, he's a zombie man. It's a dancer who knows me. You see how he's smiling? Unity at all levels. In a Sikwebo, the people should hear what I'm talking about. How's the concert?
Powerful.
Yeah, we love to see the powerful, right? I'm sure there's a video which will show it to us. I saw Ned coming. Yeah. Unity at all levels. Unity. If this is what we are doing, that's what Wilbert. This is what we are doing. We don't chase landlords. We don't beat landlords. We don't do that. Yeah. We don't lash padlock. Put on the screen. No lashing of padlocks. No beating of landlords. Yeah. No, we don't disrespect pastors, so we don't disrespect our pastors. We don't do that. We don't disrespect our pastors. We don't insult our pastors. It's not right. Yeah. You are not a pastor, so you can't insult a pastor. We don't do that here. Powerful woman, please. To what purpose is this waste? Let me keep on preaching. The next verse says, "For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor." So I was just telling Pastor Keith Center, I was telling them that whatever Pastor Keith says, that is what you do.
Yes.
Don't come with discussions. Mm. You see, when a pastor says we're doing this, don't discuss. Yeah. There's no point for discussion. This is what we're doing. That's what we're doing. And that is what has not made us very successful yet. Because it's very easy for the devil to go into churches and scatter people. Hey, if you go to a typical Guyanese church, Sunday evening like this, the place is almost full. You go around and see. Sunday evening, many of the churches have evangelistic whatever, something. You should go and see how evangelistic it looks. Yeah, first row, second row, that's it. This thing that we are having here, Sunday morning, and then people are meeting all over the place, and then they come together here. It's like, why is this man? Why does he have so much control? Why do you listen to him so much? Why do you have to do what he's asking you to do? Are you not tired? It's too much to bear. Why is this thing there? This is it. We could have done it this way. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. Ned, what time did you leave London? Were you invigilating? Yeah. So how come Ava can't come? How can she tell me stories? Like I live in Barbados. Yeah, it's not unity. It's not. It is not. Because that's a proof. There are church members here. And that's one of the pastors here. But she made effort to come and support you in Esikubona.
Yeah, Bishop.
She should come, even if the meeting is over, she should come. So it shows you that I was trying to come. I just came late. Ned has just walked in. I wasn't born yesterday. Oh. I've been preaching since 1995. Oh. Don't bring no stories to me that you are far, you can't get care, you can't get transport. I will charter a care. I will pay a care by myself and go. It's just the mind. You just don't want to be united with the idea. You see the thing that, oh, time, this, you already make excuses for yourself. So it can, if this is not addressed, at the point you realize that the Amelia's World Church will be different. Because their pastor doesn't show up when she has to show up. And I have to say it here for all of you to hear, because I am not giving anybody chance to do anything different from what I want to happen on. No, not at all. Please, I can bring that church together and say, Ned, preach. Yes. I can just give you that command. Yes. Yes. Nobody has a right to any church or anything. I am the pastor. What I say is what must happen. Yes. Unity at all levels. Oh. At all levels. Part two. Natasha, you are clapping. I'm excited you are clapping. humility at all levels. So if you say we are doing something, you mobilize your people. Hey, Bishop said we are doing this, so we are going. And anybody who makes a gives an excuse, you say, but whose instructions would you want to listen to? Who else do you want to listen to? Who else? What kind of spirit is this? It's unity. All levels. I said all levels. Children, are you listening to me? All levels. Children. Yeah, are you there? sit down, please. Yeah, some people feel cheated because they are not sitting, standing. Yeah. Why was this thing not given to the person? Like the guy has a different idea. Yeah. Some people say, it's control. But a shepherd should be able to handle the sheep. The sheep must follow the shepherd. I mean, if you look at the sheep-shepherd relationship, there's never a time where a sheep tells the shepherd, where are we going?
I want to go there.
I see grass this way. You don't see grass here? Why are you taking a saw? No. That's nothing like that. they don't even understand where they are going. They are just following. As long as they see the shepherd, that is the benchmark. They just follow him. Even the pigs that the legion went into, they were united in their operations. They all fell over the cliff straight into the river. One didn't say, "Excuse me. Where are you taking me? Nah, I won't go over like that." Even demons were united. Can you imagine? The demons entered the pigs, and they all entered. So one day, my big brother was asking me many years ago if I eat pig. I said, "Of course, I eat pork." He said, "Oh, but you know when the demons went into pork?" I said, "Oh, get out of here. You don't even go to church. You are saying the demons went into pork." Get out of here. Yeah, that's so I said, "Then you won't eat fish because fish ate the pork also. The pig." So the demons went into the fish also. And the fish drowned. He doesn't go to church. He's telling me, it's not good to eat pork. You eat pork. Yeah. What about the fish? The demons decided to take the pigs down. And they went down together. Hey, devils are even united. And one of the things that devils are united about is to fight you and I. They are united about that. There is no division when it comes to the kingdom of the devil about fighting you and me in our Christian life. To make us sad, to make us miserable, to keep us away from church, to keep us away from God, to increase our problems. Sunday morning you wake up, he says, "Don't go to church, don't go nowhere." They are united in that. Yeah, but we are not united against him. We are united against ourselves. I am sure there are some of you here who don't talk to some of you here. In 2019, I am sure. Revi, 2019. That I'm sure you call yourself a Christian in this church, and there's somebody you don't talk to. In your head, you think that it is right. In your head, you think that it is good. But you are the one who bring division among us, and therefore we are disunited, and that's what increases the devil's activity among us. 2019. I don't know which Bible you read. Your Bible is back to front. Yeah, what Bible do you have? Gita, you read a Gita. Think about evil. If there's somebody you don't talk to in this church, then you are very dangerous. Oh. Then you are a very dangerous woman. Then all the niceness that I think that you are nice, you are not. Where is Jael?
She's not well.
So? She can come to church. You won't bring she. You this is the second time I'm telling you for bring that girl. You won't bring she?
Bishop, I brought her.
Where she there?
Last week.
She wrote. She's not United. She got diamond now. Dwight, you are the doer of it. Where is he? You are the doer of it. If you are not talking to somebody in this church, you are a dangerous woman.
That's true.
So I hope that you talk to everybody. She doesn't talk to you? Vampire. Yeah. If you are here and you don't talk to somebody, you are very dangerous. I'm telling you to your face tonight. You're very dangerous. You are the type of person that brings problems here. Yeah, you're devising us. Me like she. Me like me spirit don't take she. She always. She like dressing. I said Guyanese. I can't do with this thing no more. It's heighty tighty. Yeah, you should be ashamed if you don't talk to somebody in this church here. Yeah? I don't know what makes you better than somebody here. I'm not sure what makes you better than somebody. I'm not sure what makes you better than somebody. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. If you were at the gate of heaven, nobody would come to heaven. Yeah. Nobody will come to heaven. Yeah. Just you, your friends, and your family will come to heaven. Yeah. You go pass here. You gonna pass here? You pass in here? You can't pass here. You can't see God today. God is sleeping. You can't sleep though. You can't see God today. God didn't want to see you today. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? Move. What are you doing here? God didn't want to see nobody today. Yeah. As I'm talking, look at the person you don't talk to. Look at them straight in the eye. Yeah. So when we are doing home sale and they say bus center, you don't want to go to one bus center because you don't like the people there. This is part two of unity at all levels. And I'll do part three if you provoke me. And I will not disbelieve that even in a choir you like standing here because there's a lady here that you don't want to stand next to. Yeah. 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 You like to stand here because there's somebody you want to stay far away from that person. Yeah. Yeah. Unity at all levels. There are some of you where you sit, you will never move from there to sit with somebody else. Yeah. You will never do it. You are planted on the seat. You should pay toll. You should pay toll for the seat that you are sitting on.
Big up yourself.
Where's Rhonda? Is Rhonda awake? Rhonda, are you there? Good. Yeah. Big up yourself. Big up yourself. Yeah. Yeah. I know some of you, you move in groups. You don't like the other group. Groups movement. Yeah. That's part three. Uh-huh. Part three will be unity at all levels, group movement. Yeah. I see, what you don't know is that the type of group you move into shows who you are. Because we know all the groups. We know all the dangerous groups. We know all the witchcraft group. We know all the against group. I am the shepherd of this church. I know the sheep. Some of you are not sheep. You are Laba and Yari in the church. We know all of you. Yeah. There are some people who don't even come to church, but I like them more than you who come to church every Sunday. It's true. Because even though you come every Sunday, you don't have the spirit like the person who kind of doesn't even come every Sunday. Yeah. Yari spirit. Yeah. That's why those at the back, you are sitting now. You are not even standing to say anything. Yeah. Look at them. Look at them at the back. Look. Turn around and look at them at the back. Yeah. 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 You should look at them. They are right at the back. Yeah. We know all of you. Sit down. Yeah. Goldie, we know all of them. So Jesus prayed. John chapter 17. Akilah Kelvin, are you there? Jackman. I hear you, Jackman. John chapter 17. Very nice prayer Jesus prayed. I love this John 17 prayer. Yeah. He said, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee. He said, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The formula has been given right there. It's right there. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. I was united with you at all levels. All the things you gave me to do, I didn't do some and left some. Weekly contribution. Weekly contribution. Weekly contribution. Huh? Weekly contribution. You wait at midnight, now you are coming up. Some of you, it's Monday. I have glorified thee on earth. The glorification comes in the fact that I have done. I did not deny or I did not refuse to do the things you told me to do. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. So this is what I was saying. Jesus was there before his mother's womb. That's first realm. Womb is the second. Third is where we are. Fourth, you can't continue again. Fourth is final. Yes. So you have to decide the fourth place where you're going. That's forever. You were in existence before your mother's womb. Did you know that, Douglas? You were there, cry. Cry. Fully. 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Jesus believed that the people that God gave him were the 12 disciples. Yeah, he kept them. 7. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou givest me, and they have received them. They have received them. They have received them. They, when I gave them the word, it's not like they have received them. And have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine. It's a nice proposal, something. Go back, sweetie, go back. He says what? For I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine. My God. Joshua, Harry, are you there? It's a nice wrapping test message. Thine are mine and mine are thine. They are thine. And I'm glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one. United as we are, they may be one. Bishop writes, he says, you have not achieved unity until your separation from your co-worker is like separation of a part of your body. So, you not being around until, Carla, are you tired from your afternoon operations? Until Gege's separation from me feels like my one hand has been taken away, I am not united with her. Because we are all members of one body. So if we are not together, it means that the parts are separated. And if the parts are separated, you have to feel that you are handicapped. Yeah, that's what Bishop writes. You are not united until you feel that your co-worker, the separation is like your body parts have been torn apart. He says, how easy is it for you to be separated from your Christian brother? How easy is it for your kidney, your breast, or your leg to be separated from your body? It is a very difficult, complicated process because the parts of the body are well and truly connected to each other. Because if you take something off, you can easily die. Because something that is connecting to something is connected to the part that you are trying to take off. That's how united the body is supposed to be. That they may be one, as we are. 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept. Those that thou givest me, I have kept. The center, the branch. Those that givest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. 20. Final prayer. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. that they all may be one. Maybe one. Not just these 12 disciples or 11 disciples, but those who are going to believe on their word, their preaching, their message, that they will also be connected with them in unity. As thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Yeah. You see, if we're very united in Guyana, Guyana would be a very nice place. If we say right now, let's go and protest. Because I have initiated, I don't know, somebody should put it on Facebook, cemetery challenge on Facebook. Yeah, someone should go on Facebook and say, my pastor is challenging whoever can control the cemetery. We'll receive a powerful prayer, an anointing. Then I will anoint that person. Yeah. I have oil to anoint anybody who control the cemetery, La Repentance Cemetery for us. We need someone to control the place. Yeah. We'll buy a horn and put oil inside and pour. Look at the cemetery. They just weed the front part. That's it. They burn a few things and then that's it. When it rains, you don't want to be there. You must do your pre-burial arrangement. Though. Yeah. And tell the people who are going to be there when you are gone, don't bury me there where it's flooding. Pre-burial arrangement. Otherwise, we'll put you right there. It's cheap with sandy. Cheap. We just find some spot and put you there. We done. They can't even build four walls around that cemetery there. If I won't even, I won't do anything. I'll build walls around the cemetery. When you are passing, you won't see what is inside. I'll put lights there. So even if you jump the wall, we can see you. I don't know why we want to look at tombs when we are driving past the place. What is nice about, what sightseeing do you, that cemetery road give you? Even the road should be changed from cemetery road to Flesengian road. Why do you have to know that you are going to a cemetery place? Eh? Jumbi and Ting. One day the Lord told me, somebody, I think I was praying for somebody, and the Lord told me that the person, the spirit of death entered the person because they walked past the cemetery. Yeah, I was praying for the person, and the Lord told me that, pray, cast out the spirit of death, because the spirit of death entered the person when they passed the U Cemetery Road. There are a lot of things there. Mm-hmm. So those of you who have boyfriends and child fathers who work at the cemetery, you should leave them. Yeah, because when they sleep with you, they give you demons and jumbies. You think they bring you money from building tombs? Who likes somebody who dresses dead people? And they come and lie on you and then you are happy. You know what they're bringing? And then you're doing ting, ting, ting to them. Hey! Yeah. If you have a boyfriend who works at a cemetery, please leave them all. Tia, leave them. There's a chap like that. Anytime you go to the cemetery, he's part of those who are building tombs. You know him, right? Yeah, fat guy. He's always there. He's drinking cokes and eating chana and things right there in the cemetery. I'm sure he has a nice girl he's there with. Who's collecting the money? Bringing job. The money is jumbi, I tell you. So I'm throwing the cemetery challenge. If we are united, nobody can. All these things going on. Yeah, what? No confidence. GCOM. We are just there. The people are just toying with us. You call for a demonstration right now. Only 5 people will come. You're going to hold placards somewhere, picketing. Yeah, picketing like that. Picketing. I think somebody was showing me was it a jail? And some people went to Trinidad to protest. Fancy protest or something. Is it Trinidad or Barbados somewhere? They're protesting with suit. Trinidad, some suit and t-shirt, five of them protest. They say, hey, protest has become very fancy. Oh. You get ticket to go to Trinidad to protest. Charlie, buy tickets for all of us. Oh. Let's go to America to protest. I want to go. As for that one, I'll sign for PPP. All the way. Plane ticket, money for hotel, money for food, money for shopping. I'll go and wear. Granger must go at JFK Airport. Yeah, Jamaica. I'll wear it, cry. Yeah, Granger must go. Hallelujah. So watch the little things that in your corners and your areas don't seem to reflect what we believe in and what we stand for. That is also the ways by which the devil even fights and defeats us. I may not be there when it happens, but you have to remember, if Bishop was here, what would Bishop choose? What would Bishop do? What would Bishop say? And I know many of you, my voice rings in your head. You just don't listen to my voice. If Bishop was there, what would he say? What would he do? Stand to your feet, please. Jesus, I believe in you, and I will go to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth. For you alone are the Son of God, all the world will see you are God, you are God. Jesus, I believe in you, and I will go to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth. For you alone are the Son of God, all the world will see you are God. Love unfailing, overtaking my heart. You take me in, finding peace again. Fear is lost in all you are. Story, 'cause I know that you've called me. I know that you've called me. I found myself within your promise. I won't hide it. I won't hide it. Jesus, I believe in you, I will go to the ends of the earth. For you alone are the Son of God, all the world will see you are God. Father, tonight, thank you for speaking to us. Unity at all levels. We are campaigning for unity in the little things. Unity in the big things. Unity at pastoral level. Unity at a reverend level. Unity at center level, but center level, branch level, regional level. Unity in the ministries, the choir, the ushers, media, every level, children's service. Unity at all levels. May we be connected and united, oh God, as one people. And just as Jesus prayed for his disciples, I pray for this church that we may all be one, that we may stand together in unity in this common cause of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the saving of souls and the planting of churches and the raising of leaders. Let us be connected and be joined with hearts in this commission in the name of Jesus. May we never forsake the seeking first of the kingdom and his righteousness, so that all other things shall be added unto us. Thank you for speaking to us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.